going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. YouTube celebrating 20 years this year. Joining us to talk about the importance of this video-based platform is our friend Julie Smith, media expert and Webster University instructor. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming into the studio. How big is YouTube?
Oh, my gosh. The only website that is checked more than YouTube is Google. Hmm. YouTube is the second most popular website in the world.
How has it maintained this kind of staying power?
Well, I think because it was first, right? It was kind of the first site to host user-generated content. And, you know, it's free. It doesn't cost us anything to put our stuff on YouTube, which I think is so interesting. Of course, they make a lot of money from their advertising. But it was initially started on Valentine's Day as a video-based dating site.
Oh,
I know.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. And so then it kind of morphed into what it is now. And what it is now is the behemoth of social media platforms. 500 hours of YouTube content are uploaded every minute.
Did it kind of create this model for influencers to make money off of the content that they put out there?
Yes. In fact, YouTube helped generate some new verbs like vlogging. Vlogging didn't exist before YouTube. Reaction videos, unboxing videos, none of those existed before YouTube got to be such a huge thing.
I know for my kids, it was some of those unboxing videos. It was people opening up toys and showing them. And some of the other things were watching other people play video games and narrate themselves playing video games, which is the most bizarre thing to me.
It's like we watch other people living instead of doing it ourselves, right?
What are some of the top things that are still on there today?
Okay, this is fascinating to me. The most watched video ever, see if you can guess, 13 billion views.
Rickroll.
That's a really good guess. That's a really good guess. It's the Baby Shark Dance.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. 13 billion. Now, the first video to hit 1 billion views was the Gangnam Style video.
Oh, okay.
That was the first one to hit 1 billion. The longest video on YouTube is 571 hours long.
Oh, 24 I didn't even days. Know it had the capacity to have a video that long.
I know. It's crazy. And the title of the video is Longest Video on YouTube.
What is on that video?
I have no idea. I was afraid to look because you just, the 571 hours, I don't know. I just felt like it would crash everything.
Maybe so it's a fireplace. Those fireplace videos.
I do like those. Now, the very first video posted on YouTube was called Me at the Zoo. And it was posted by one of the co-founders and it's still on there.
What do you think, what do you think YouTube will be doing 20 years from now?
That's a really good question. I know that it will still be around, right? It's owned by Alphabet. It owns Google's. What it has done recently to kind of compete with TikTok is that it's created something called YouTube Shorts. So those are really fast edited clips. And I think that will go more in that direction, and not just YouTube, but I think every platform will kind of go in that direction, more towards short attention span theater type stuff.
I feel like YouTube has not had the same level of controversy as some of the other social media platforms. Is that an accurate perception?
I think so. And I think one of the reasons might be that even if a video is flagged by someone, you know, with 500 hours being uploaded every minute, it's really problematic for YouTube to police what gets on there. So I think a lot of the really negative stuff maybe just is overwhelmed by the content.
Did they do a smart thing by early on having YouTube Kids and kind of corralling some of the content?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job there. And it's interesting, too, now whenever you post a video, you have to ask all sorts of interesting questions about whether or not your video is intended for kids. I think that that's their attempt to try to keep things, using air quotes, decent. But again, kids have access to absolutely everything on there.
Is YouTube still an avenue to really make a good living? I mean, I remember at one point my son saying, you know, when he wanted to grow up, he wanted to be a YouTuber.
Right, right. Well, if you ask a 14-year-old here in the United States, that's the first thing they say. They want to be a YouTuber or a TikToker or an influencer. And it takes a lot of views and subscribers to monetize your account. So we can say that we want to do this, but the odds of us actually getting that number of subscribers and that number of views is pretty slim. And it's interesting, too, the YouTube algorithm, the only algorithm that I think is just as powerful as YouTube's is TikTok's. But YouTube even keeps track of not only what we comment on, what we share and what we like, but which videos we watch all the way through, so that when we get on our YouTube landing page, YouTube knows exactly what we want to see, because we've basically told it by our behavior and our clicks. And, you know, remember, the longer we stay online, the more money they make.
Julie, thank you so much. Always good to have you in here.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That is Webster instructor, public speaker, and media expert Julie Smith joining us on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.